The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I mentioned dreams yesterday. I mentioned a weird dream that I was having. A really weird dream that I was having, and it was leaving me confused, and I thought that might be a good starting point for Alison Byrne, who joins me for a little bit to talk about our dreams, why we have them, and what they might mean. Morning, Alison.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for inviting me.
Great to speak with you. I have a bunch of them here to get through, but also I wanted to bring this one to start. This is one I had last night. I don't dream a lot, but when I do, they're extremely vivid. And the other night I had two of them intertwining. Now, one of them I won't bother telling you about, but the second one, so I'm in my own house. I know immediately I'm in my own house. Everything is as normal, okay? But the power keeps going out. Only the power downstairs. The power upstairs stays on, but the power downstairs goes out. Now, I'm a bit of a hobbyist when it comes to home electrics, so I know how to sort that out. So, Alison, I go and I go to my fuse box to turn on the switch. It's the wrong box in the wrong place. So the box isn't where it should be. And then when I go there, I find it's the wrong box. But I'm in my own house. Everything else is normal.
Yeah.
And this thing feels this thing feels so real. I'm having to tell myself I'm dreaming.
How did you feel in the dream when you found that the fuse box was wrong?
Confused. I said, what the hell is this? What's going on?
Yeah. Grand. Okay. Without going into it in minute detail, if we were to do a full interpretation, I'd be asking you a lot more questions. But just on what we have there, we'll take it that in general, somebody's house is representing their body and how they are. So if the power is going out, I would suggest that your energy needs to be topped up a bit. And when you feel tired, now this is a suggestion, see if it sits with you, you would do what you normally do to replenish. Now, I don't know for you what it is, but it could be simply rest or it could be diet or whatever it is, you know. But because when you went in the dream to the fuse box, it was in the wrong place, it's your unconscious mind suggesting to you that that isn't working. What you normally do is not working at the moment. So you need to find a different way to replenish your energy.
That's interesting.
And it was interesting. Did you say that the upstairs stayed on and the downstairs went out?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the downstairs would be more your physical body. Your upstairs, your mind is kind of looking after itself and taking whatever replenishment it needs as time goes on. But your physical body is the one that kind of is looking for a bit of attention. Our subconscious minds are talking to us the whole time, trying to keep us safe and healthy and progressing the whole time. So we get these messages. So that's what I would suggest, to have a think about what can you do to replenish your body.
And that, the thing about it feeling so real, is that unusual? I knew I was lying. I knew in the one hand, I'm lying in bed, I'm dreaming this, everything's fine. And then there it is again.
Are you aware that you're dreaming at the time? That's called lucid dreaming.
I'm almost aware that I'm in my bed. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But this, you know, that's lucid dreaming.
Yeah, we can go into that lucid dreaming, yes. And it's very useful because if you were to have that dream again, or any kind of a dream where you're aware that you're actually dreaming, it's a way to work with whatever the issue is. Let's say heal the issue, is to change the ending of the dream. Because if you're aware you're dreaming, you can actually dream a good ending to it. Like you finding the fuse box and everything being okay, you know. What that does is it tells your unconscious mind, yes, I'm in control. I have the power. I can do this. And then when you're awake, your conscious mind feels much more boosted. And because you're more confident in your own resources, of course, things are going to flow better to you.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to some of the stuff coming in from listeners. I moved to Cork 17 years ago. My roots are here, but many of my dreams are based in my hometown. The dreams are about people in my life in Cork, but they're based in my old hometown. From Caroline.
Okay, this is a fairly common thing where we dream that we're back in our childhood home, or that there's elements of the childhood life in the present life and vice versa. And usually it'll come at a time when something new is happening in our lives, or we're under some pressure to change in some way. And our spirits are saying, oh, wasn't it nice when we were children and everything was decided for us? And all that sort of thing. So it's a way of processing what's going on and marrying the old and the new, because I'm sure you're aware of this, inside us all is still the thoughts that we had as children.
Yes.
People call it your inner child, but the ideas that we formed as children. And then we have to change those ideas as time goes on. For instance, if you knew a man who had, let's say, a red beard and he was a nasty man, as a child, you think all men with red beards are nasty. As an adult, you realise that's rubbish, so you change your belief. That's a very obvious thing, but it's much more subtle than that usually. So it would be a time of reassessing and processing. But often, unless the person wakes up like upset about the dream, often the processing is done in the dream and you don't have to do anything else.
Right.
But I just want to mention, there's one other thing. The person mentioned the people in our life. And when you dream of people, they're always representing yourself. So when you dream of a person, you think of, okay, what do I associate with that person? Just one or two things of the traits of that person, and then see where you sit with it. For instance, if somebody is a generous person, you say, okay, well, why am I dreaming about a generous person? Am I generous? Am I over generous? Am I mean? And very often we can be fine with the other people as we react to other people, but not with ourselves. So you could be fine and generous with your friends, but a bit mean to yourself.
See.
You know, so that's when you dream of people, you think of the traits of them and see where you go from there. It can be one side or other of the coin. Mm.
Kate has one for us, which I've heard of this before, and I'm interested in hearing the explanation. I'm dreaming, says Kate, about being at a graveside, but I don't know who's dead. There's lots of people I know around the grave, but I can't figure out whose funeral I'm at. What's going on?
That's really interesting. Usually when we dream of death, it means the death of a phase of our life. And what does that mean in plain language? It's just another stage moving forward. We're constantly moving forward in life, but sometimes it's more obvious, you know. So the fact that she doesn't know who died, so we're not going to talk about the traits of somebody who died, let's say it was a relative or something. We're not going to go there. But she does look at lots of people at the grave. So she knows lots of people. And I wonder, are they people that she would be able to say, well, he's a nice man, he's a kind man, she's a nasty woman, or whatever it is, and narrow those traits down and see where she stands with them. Because they're clues as to what it is that she's trying to let go of. You know, in life, we know often that we need to move forward and it's right for us, but there's kind of security in what we know, even if it's not what's right for us. So I'd imagine that there's something like that going on for this lady, Kate. And if she kind of burrows into the dream a little bit more, we could find out what area of her life it is that she's trying to move forward from and let go of the older part.
Isn't that kind of the hardest thing about a dream too, Alison? That you wake up, you had a very vivid dream or a very strange dream, and trying to... Do you know a dream that stops midway through? You go back to sleep the following night trying to take it up where it left off, and it never seems to happen, so you don't know what went on. Here's a strange one. Barry was on to us. I often dream I'm in a nightclub, and I'm sitting on a mezzanine floor upstairs on a balcony, and I get shot, and I fall off into the crowd.
Okay, well, to me, that's a very obvious one. It's not a nice one. I'd say he doesn't enjoy it. It may even be a nightmare, but it's a very easy one to interpret, because when he's sitting on the mezzanine floor, he's observing, let's say he's observing life, and he really wants to be there in the activity of the dancing. So bring it into life. He wants to be in the activity, and he's a bit too much in the observing or passive role in whatever is going on in his life. And he knows that he wants to be in the activity, but he hasn't got the oomph or the wherewithal right now to do it. In the dream, he gets shot and he has to, and he falls into the dancing crowd. But in life, I would advise him to work with it. And, you know, if I had him as a client, we'd be working more into the dream as what area is it work, is it personal, is it relationships, that he wants to actually be more in the thick flow of it. And then to find a kind of a progressive way to get him there. Because in the dream, he got shot, so it was a sudden bang, there you are. You don't want something sudden and traumatic to happen in life. You want it to be, you know, measured and get there where you want to go, but not with it, but not with trauma.
I see. I'm having recurring dreams. This has come in this morning. I'm having recurring dreams that I'm in the water and I'm drowning and I wake up in a panic, gasping for breath, and it's very scary. I imagine it would be very scary.
That's a nightmare. And it's a recurring one. That's when you get a nightmare, your unconscious mind is desperate for you to get the message. when you get a recurring nightmare, it's saying, please, please, please pay attention because you need to change whatever it is, you know. So the person is swimming in a lake. Now, again, we could dig into it more if he was with me, you know, but swimming in a lake, the lake is water. And in general, water can represent emotions and it can represent spirituality. So we would be able to tease it out to see which, or maybe both, but which it is that he's swimming in but doesn't feel safe in. So the trees, I mean, you would see trees, you know, it's not that something has suddenly come upon him. He sees the trees, they're big things, they're rolling down. So he's aware of what he sees as dangers or things that can really upset him or overwhelm him. He's aware of it, but he's kind of putting it out of his mind. You know, the way we do, it's sort of a defense mechanism. Yes. We put things away and say, it's not happening. A bit like, you know, the ostrich in the head in the sand.
If you put it in the drawer, you can get it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So what would be really helpful for him would be to look at whatever it is that he knows is there, but he's doing his best to ignore and hope it will go away and work with it instead of just seeing it as a huge big thing, a monster to be banished, you know, to actually work with it and work through it. I know these things are easier said than done, but to know what you're dealing with is the first step, you know.
Water's a very, very common theme. We'd quite a few come in about water. Do you want to, I'd like to do, Alison, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to take a commercial break, just to clear a break, and we'll come back and we'll do some more. All right. I'm talking to Alison Byrne, dream analyst, about some of the dreams that you've sent in to us, and there's some other ones coming in. A lot of people dreaming about water, and have another one to give her after these.
Question 10. What word T is a drum spun in a raffle?
Tumbler.
There are two possible answers. You said tumbler. One of the answers is tombola. The other one, unfortunately, for the accounts department, is tumbler. You got 1, 2, 3.
Brian, I'm delighted for you. You got 2 grand. Well done, fella.
Perfect.
Well
Thank done. You, guys.
Stacking up the cash.
Cash!
The 2 grand minute. Listen to play at 7:40 and 8:40 every day on Casey and Ross in the morning.
Cork's 96 FM.
Did somebody say just see when you're running through this only one place to go?
Whatever you want. Whenever you want it.
Harvey Norman is your home of the big screen. Catch all the action in stunning crystal clear quality with the Samsung 75-inch 4K QLED smart TV. Now, 1889, save €510. Plus, get a free 32-inch Samsung frame TV when you buy any selected Samsung 2022 TV. With interest-free finance terms available and our best prices guaranteed. In-store and online. Harvey Norman, your TV and audio specialists.
T's and C's apply. See in-store or online for details.
Want unbeatable value from Sky? Here's the deal. Get Sky Broadband for just €29 a month, plus Sky Q for only €10 a month. Super fast, super reliable broadband. And Sky Q with your apps and recordings. That's Sky Broadband for €29 a month, plus Sky Q for €10 a month for 12 months. Now that is unbeatable value. Go to sky.ie. Availability subject to location. Offer does not include Sky TV subscription. New Sky customers only. Setup fees, minimum term and further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
What you believe in matters. And when you make your will, you can stand up for the causes closest to your heart. If that includes making sure everyone in Cork has a home, please leave a gift to Cork Simon in your will. Whatever the amount, it could one day help change the life of someone who is homeless. To find out more, please call Leona on 021-432-1166 or go to corksimon.ie. That's 021-432-1166.
MSL Cork Mercedes-Benz Used Car Event takes place from September 21st to 24th in Eastgate Business Park, Little Island. There's never been a better time to purchase a pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Contact our showroom for details on our exclusive offers and finance packages for this event or browse our stock online at msl.ie/Cork.
The new TFI Young Adult Leap Card is for 19 to 23-year-olds, offering a 50% discount on Transport for Ireland fares, and now also includes many commercial bus operators too. Students who are in full-time education and are over 23 can also avail of these savings with a TFI Student Leap Card. So save 50% on fares with a young adult or student Leap Card across the Transport for Ireland network and participating commercial bus operators. See leapcard.ie for details and to order yours today.
Can we just talk?
The Opinion Line with PJ Coogan.
Text or WhatsApp now. 083-396-9696.
On Cork's 96 FM.
We'll spend a few more minutes talking to Alison Byrne, Dream Analyst. If we didn't get to your dream today, we might do it again another day. But I was saying to you, Alison, that water comes up a lot. Here's one from Fiona. I sometimes dream about a tsunami coming towards me. I'm on land, a beach or a pier, and out of nowhere this massive wave is coming. The weather's calm, there's no storm, and I never get hit by the wave because the dream always ends before it comes ashore. Strange one.
That's a really interesting one, and it's really specific, isn't it? It's a little bit like the one we were talking about before with the lake and the trees, where there's something coming and it's all engulfing. But in this case, it's doesn't actually hit the person, Fiona, they hit the lady. So I know I said that water is usually emotions or spirituality, but there's another element, and it can be cleansing as well. And it can be life-giving, because we need water in order to live. So we have the two sides of it. So she's on a beach or a pier, she's not safe. But the thing in her dream is that it was okay. She wakes up before the actual tsunami gets her. So I fear that she's dealing with, it's not actually events or her life situation at the moment. It's fear of what might happen, because she's processing the fear in her wakes up. And then she's able to go ahead with it. Yeah. But a lot of the time, the dreaming is the processing. You don't have to do anything more. And it sounds to me like that's one of those dreams, because she actually ends on a good note. She gets out. She doesn't actually get overwhelmed by it, by either her emotions or the spirituality or whatever the water actually represents to her. See, that's the way we would work. If I had a client with me, we'd say, okay, well, what does water mean to you right now? And we go with the first thing that they say. So to guess me a little bit here.
Sometimes a dream, a recurring dream, can be a happy one or an enjoyable one. Dave, I think, is a typical example of that. He says, I dream I can fly like a bird. I take off from a high cliff. I can soar around for what seems like hours. Feels good. It's not scary at all. But I'd love to know why it happens and why it happens so regularly.
And this is very common. And yes, it is a very pleasant thing to happen. And there's a couple of things that this could be. It could be a dream, and he's enjoying the freedom of it, and that's representing the freedom that he's feeling and drawing more and more into his own life, because that's what our unconscious minds do. We often rehearse things and change our psyche in the dreams. So that's very positive. And if you think of flying and the freedom and the bird's eye view as well, that's another aspect of it, that he's probably able to see things quite clearly, see what's going on in his life and in situations and relationships and all that sort of thing. So that's all treating it as an ordinary dream. But the other thing that could be happening is he could be astral traveling. You know, at night time, our spirits or our souls can just float out of our body and move all around the world or beyond the world, whatever. And because he seems to be enjoying it so much, I suspect it could be astral traveling for him. Either way, it's good, it's positive, it's enjoyable. And it's bringing more good, positive and enjoyable things to him every time it happens.
Yeah. I'll do one more and then we might come back another day, because this is fascinating. And the last ones that I've chosen is a small little bit racy, I'd say. Okay, I keep dreaming about my ex-partner. I've been with my current partner now for years, but I keep having dreams about sleeping with my ex. I'm not sure why. Myself and my husband have a good relationship. Everything's up and down a bit, and that's normal. We get into each other's nerves a bit. That's normal. But do you think that might be why my mind is straying? That the relationship is a bit up and down?
Well, there's two aspects with this. This, again, is a really common dream. Even in the best of relationships, you can often dream about an ex-partner. And it's not that you're longing for the ex-partner, because people sometimes wake up and think, I'm being disloyal, or I don't want to be with that other person, I want to be with my partner, what's going on? What they're dreaming about is the positive aspects of the ex-partner that reflected the positive aspects in themselves at the time.
Right.
Okay, because I'm sure you know that we give out vibes and we attract different people to us according to the vibes we give out. So that's what I would ask this person to look at. What was it that she really liked? Say two or three things that she really liked about her ex-partner, and then see where they are in herself. Are they still alive in herself, or have they kind of dampened down with life? And are they things that she can bring back into her life, the joy that she can bring back into her life? Now, I would work with somebody like this two ways. If that is as far as it goes, that's grand. But if they say, there's this wrong with my relationship, there's that wrong, there's the other, there's the other, there's the other, then it could be really looking at the relationship. I mean, you don't need interpretation for that. And, you know, do your balance sheet. What's good, what's bad? And if things aren't so good, what feels right to do about it? You know, we don't just walk out the door of a relationship. You know, what can I change in order to change the relationship? So you'd need to talk to the person and find out which side of that is she on.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, and this is something we'll do again, Alison, because it's fascinating, and I have more that I could get to with you, but time isn't on our side.
Always.
But, but lastly,
yes,
if you dream a nice dream, do you sleep better than if you dream a bad dream, lastly?
Yes. You wake up more rested, absolutely do, because your brain is functioning in a much more calm way and it's nourishing. So the chemicals it's producing while you're sleeping are the more calm ones. You know, the delta waves produce the, what are they called? Oh, the dopamines, all those sort of things. Yeah. I'm getting lost in my science now, but yes, no, generally if you have...
It's relevant because that dream I started with, my one about the fuse box, the best night's sleep I had in days.
That's very interesting. So that's a contradiction to what we were just saying.
Yeah. I remember I had a brilliant night's sleep.
So I wonder, did you actually find the solution in the dream, even though you're not consciously aware of it yet?
Possibly. Possibly I did.
That's a possibility.
One more quick one come in on the phone, and this is a kind of a scary one. Every time I dream of my grandmother, somebody in my family dies.
Okay, well, that is probably somebody who is very open to the psychic side of life and the grandmother in particular. And it is, we have those things, what do they call it? Predictive dreams.
Right.
So because it's happening every time, we can't really say much more about that. It's a thing that she's open to. Now, if it's, I'm sorry, I just assumed it was a lady. If it's something that they don't want to happen anymore, they can simply tell their grandmother that they don't want this connection anymore, this particular connection, they still want a connection.
It is a lady, actually.
And it will stop.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, grand.
Would you say that when you're going to sleep, or would you say it during the dream, or would you say it when?
Oh, not during the dream, no. When you're awake, just say, I appreciate what we've had, I don't want it anymore, it doesn't suit me, and in the future I may change my mind again, but right now I don't want it.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the way it is. We are in charge of our dreams, ultimately.
Very good. Alison, thank you very much for your time, and we will speak again, because it's kind of a fascinating subject. Alison Bourne, a dream analyst, and she does longer readings, and we'll go into more detail with you. We'll put you in contact if you want.
Cork's 96 FM.